Ladies and gentlemen, this is Thrice with Thrice's Download, bringing you Tuesday's podcast, Call to Action. Just gonna sit here and tell you how, hey, you need to do something today. Pretty much. Today is Tuesday. I'm gonna read you some information on Tuesday and what it means to me. I take it for the magical connotation or electromagnetic sense of energy that it is, which is Tuesday is the day of Mars. Symbolic word for Mars includes action, adventure, anger, beginnings, beginnings, boldness, calm, commotion, competition, endeavors, forcefulness, immediacy, initiative, pursuit, rashness, sexuality, strength, and fertility. Can't read today. Tuesday is the day of activity and physicality, passion and desire. Today I put forth effort toward my stated intention. I test my strength, skill, and fortitude. I act out what I want to become. I pay attention to my physical body. Tuesday is a good day for all kinds of body work, workouts, and getting to the gym. Get a massage, run, take a long walk, feel the invigorating vitality of the body. So this is very interesting if you think about it, and you try to set your Tuesdays to match this, to the call of action of physical life and physical health and the physical demands that exist every day. So what I want to do today is this call to action. What are you doing? Have you worked out today? Have you stretched? Have you gone outside and taken a couple deep breaths? Have you meditated? You know, what have you done to expand your mind, such as a fun mind game or doing math equations? And I know that sounds really lame to some people, but it is good for your brain to do some math equations. And that's why they have apps now that are games for that, so check it out. But what are you really doing? Have you met your goals that you've set for last Monday? How about this Monday? How are you doing? Did you fall behind already? I know for me, today is a catch-up day. So that's what I like to use Tuesdays for, is that call to action to myself. So ask yourself, what would you call yourself to action for today? Think about it. Give it a moment, let it set in, and face it. Because if you don't face it, if you don't set these days, like I use Tuesday as my day, to face myself and say, what do I need to complete? What do I need to catch up on? And this is something that we all can do every single day, every single hour, really, is focusing on where you're trying to go, what is your intention, looking at your strengths and looking at your weaknesses, and polishing upon both sides. Because if you aren't continuously working on yourself, if we as a society in general aren't continuously working on ourselves, then we are going nowhere. There is no change. There is no development. There is no evolution. So that's why today's Tuesday call to action is talking to you about opening up and speaking up. Whether you're going to send me an email or contact me on Facebook and try to get in touch with us so you can become a host on Life is Life Training Radio Network or play your music on our network, because that's what we're looking for. You can also do it yourself. There's tons of different software out there. I use Spreaker. There's also Blog Talk, which is used by a great network called FreedomizerRadio.com. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff out there that you can use to spread your message or to spread truth. Whatever you want to do, it's available. And that's what I'm calling to action today, folks. This 10 minutes is just about, look, I don't really do anything spectacular here. People are listening. I've gotten followers. People obviously like what I'm doing. And it's just basic stuff. So if you want to have something that's even better or that you think that's important, that's it. That's the only reason I'm doing this, is because it's important. And we really want people to come join us. I mean, if you're anonymous and you've been into all that stuff and you're paying attention to the hacks going on with Twitter and all that, we'd love to have a radio channel about that. Or if you're somebody who's a light worker, energy healer, and you love talking about that kind of stuff, we'd love to have somebody discuss those kind of things, or quantum meditation, or quantum physics in general, getting scientists on to debate on lectures. Any of that stuff is what we're looking for, but the reality is all we're looking for is what our consciousness needs as a collective society. So these things, if you're interested in, you should do them. You know, even if it's about just health and food, and you feel like, oh, well, I don't have anybody who talks about these kind of things that I go through, well, then get out there and share it. There's so much different software. If you need help, contact me, and I will set you up with whatever you need for free, because that's what we're trying to do, is to get everybody talking, to get everybody communicating. Because once we start to share the truth of information that people don't always know, it's amazing what's going to happen to our society. So that's, you know, that's the biggest thing for you folks. And I'm really saying that if you've listened and you really think on the same level as I do and you're hearing this podcast, because I'm going to use this podcast and actually post it in some ads that I put up and looking for radio hosts. If you like this, then you need to come on and start talking. You need to share your opinion. You need to work with us. We'll get guests. We'll get people on that cover the kind of topics you want to cover, and we will move forward. So that way we got these different channels going on our radio program where you can come to us and literally hear all the information going on in these new day and age. And I mean, I'm talking people from TED Talks, you know, all sorts of different people. Like, I mean, if you listen to Joe Rogan Experience, he's got so many different amazing guests. Rupert Sheldrake, actually, and this is funny because I just mentioned TED Talks. Rupert Sheldrake has a banned video from TED Talks. And if you don't know what TED Talks are or TEDx, look it up. It's pretty cool. They're just basically people giving lectures of awesome information, and they're really good orators. They're really good people who can. They're people who are really good at communicating and conveying information. So it's easy to understand and easy to listen to. But Rupert Sheldrake actually has a banned video, and he talks on Joe Rogan Experience, Joe Rogan's podcast, and explains about his theory on morphic resonance fields. And I've talked about it before here. It's just fascinating, folks. So that's another one you guys can check out, Joe Rogan Experience. Just so many people are out there sharing information. And if we don't share it and use this beautiful thing called the internet and keep fighting for it to be free, you never know what's going to happen, folks. So that's Tuesday's Call to Action. I'm going to cut it off because I want to keep it short and sweet. And I hope you guys got a little bit of fire up under you and you decide today I'm going to go out and do something. You're going to go out and change the world. You're going to go out and make a difference. Or contact me. Get involved in what we're doing. LifeIsLifeTraining.com. That's where you can sign up. You can listen to all these podcasts. Also, check out Spreaker.com. You can find me, Spreaker.com/user/thrice. Hope you all have a wonderful day. And remember, it always begins with you.
Identity lies, which has a certain disguise. So pre-curve my face, a certain path to take to leading the legions of heathens who come to break us all. Forces to fall, crawling and scraping our knees, begging and pleading, scratching and screaming, asking God, how could it be? The burden of these demons. The truth is, we've taken his place, posted up our false idols of his face, which make his name such a damn disgrace. We don't even hear his word no more. Even what we say is truth, his word will never be heard but in scorn. Wait, why? Cause it's inevitable when you live this way. A false life coming to realization that you're just a disgrace to the light and everything that we understand. The truth is not in the sight and the realization is not at hand. Keep it real and prepare for the darkness coming to fight. Cause the truth is we always represent the fucking light.
Calamity, calamity, a world so far as the eye can see. Calamity, calamity, it's all about it.
State of calamity, mind insanity of rhymes and loads, a whole new scroll of time reaching out to the teacher. What the fuck we should preach ya? Bringing you the seeker, the truth, undeniable facts brought to you by somebody that lost to the youth. Cause nobody knows that we coming to be true. And this is the things that should have been taught we turn to. But no, slowly the lies keep unfolding on to me and you. Releasing the relinquishment of thoughts, bringing us to a state of confusion that's straight to straw. The constant state of lies that constantly abusing, abrasively scratching your own face away. Lying just to keep all the pain away. For all we know is the disguise, trying to hide from all the lies. We keep you trapped in these fucking everyday lives. And if you think it's a game, then we'll show you the holy name. For this is the truth, the love, a word from above. This is the trade of which we choose, a plague, formal abuse. Because we are the ally of the youth. We are the angels coming to protect and teach what news is brought to the Father. Cause you know this is the way the story will always unfold. Cause you can't ever battle the biggest one of all, the creator who holds all the cards and make us all ball.